Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell. I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday at our Mount Vernon campus, we were talking about the movie The Blind Side, and again, Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, which read, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." And one of the things we talked about at Mount Vernon was this command that Paul here gives us, which flows out of our identity as God's beloved children. Paul tells us to walk in love as Christ loved us. And so he's saying, hey, you need to do something, which is to walk in love. And he's telling us the manner or the model for how we do that. And that's as Christ loved us, which is really challenging because when you think about how Christ loved us, he died. He died. He gave up his life so that we could have life in him, anyone who trusts him. And so one of the ways that we'll sometimes define love is that love sees and meets the need without self-regard, right? So if you're looking to love like Christ loves, one of the ways we can think about that is, okay, if I want to do that, I'm going to see and meet the need without self-regard. And there are so many needs in our communities, and many of those needs are even difficult for us to see. But if we want to obey what Paul here tells us to do, we need to try to see the needs in our communities and then meet those needs without self-regard. And so what I want to encourage you this morning is just to ask the Lord in prayer to open your eyes to all of the opportunities that he is giving you today to love other people. And that may involve giving away some time, that may involve giving away some money, that may involve sharing the gospel with a coworker or a friend or someone in your family. It might involve just remembering that, you know, today you're gonna probably eat 3 meals, you're probably gonna do something relaxing or fun, and there's nothing stopping you from inviting other people into those things. Maybe even people who aren't connected to a local church, maybe people who don't yet know and love Jesus, right? And so there are a million needs, but one of the biggest struggles we all have is just seeing those needs and inviting people into our lives. And so let's take a moment and let's pray that God would first remind us of his incredible love for us, but also that he would help us to truly obey his command to us to walk in love as Christ loved us, and specifically that God would open our eyes to all the opportunities that he is already giving us so that we might be intentionally loving and serving the people in our communities. So let's take a minute and pray now together, please. Father in heaven, thank you so much for the gift of salvation that we have in your son Jesus. And Father, thank you that you love us. And you don't just love us, but you send us, and you send us with this command to love other people as you have loved us. And so Father, please today, open our eyes to the opportunities that you are giving us. Father, help us to see and meet the need without self-regard, knowing that that is how your son Jesus loved us. He didn't think of himself first, but Father, he thought of you and of us. So Father, please give us that gift. Help us to love our communities and the people in our communities the way you would have us to. Father, we love you. We pray this all in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own, but as always, we really hope and pray that you have a great day. God bless.